Welcome to Casterbras. My name is Christian Corley. I am hosting solo this week. James and I aren't quite able to align our schedules these days. So here I am to go through a few recent updates and news items, which I think might be quite interesting to you. So, you know, that was the idea. Anyway, first of all, I just want to bring in the Patreon. Now, this episode is going out first on Patreon, as ever. And I do have a little bit of extra material to share with you at the end of the edition, which you won't have heard yet. That won't be going out on the public version of this, of course, on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those places, you know. So that extra bit won't be going out there. The main podcast will just be getting the news. Now, we did have some tech issues last week with last week's podcast, which made it was purely an audio podcast. But I have uploaded to our Patreon the Doctor Who Convention press conference from 2012, which I was invited to, which features Stephen Moffat and Caro Skinner and Matt Smith and Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill. That is on the Patreon now. That's original material from me that I recorded. And so, so if you're a member of our Patreon, if you sign up there, you will get to see that and various other things from the archive. If you're unaware of the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/Casterbras. We have two membership tiers. If you are already a member, then you are invited automatically to the lower tier. The standard tier is £5 a month, which gives you ad-free listening, early access to every podcast, exclusive episodes and formats, weekly updates with information about what is coming up, access to our Patreon archive, you'll get a shout-out, and you also can request topics for discussion, which I think is quite interesting. For instance, how would it be if you were to suggest that James and I discuss politics? Or, please don't ever do that. Or if you, for example, asked us what our favourite comedy show was, that sort of thing. So there's lots of possibilities that can be explored with the Patreon. And it kind of gives you, as well, I mean, it doesn't make you the producer of the show, but it gives you influence into what topics we discuss. And that is pretty powerful because that isn't something that we've done before. James and I have spent 14 years coming up with ideas for podcasts. And, you know, in some ways, it's been largely successful. But, you know, there's been a couple of episodes that haven't turned out quite as well as we would have liked them to. I think it's fair to say. Now, on the matter of shout-outs, I would like to welcome new members to our Patreon. So, new Patreon members, Nick Caulfield joined a few months ago. Hi, Nick. And most recently, Aaron West has just joined. Hello, Aaron. So that's great. Great to have you on board. Thank you for supporting us. And if you join, you'll get a bit of a shout out like that as well and a welcome message. And we will proceed to gather new members and explore the various opportunities that using Patreon brings to the Casterbras podcast. So this week's show is, as I say, it's just myself talking, and I will give you some news items that have come along. I think they're quite interesting, quite intriguing. They're either things that we would talk about, they're related to things that we would talk about on the show, and they're also related to the sort of thing that you might find on our Substack. Now, I don't know if you know this yet. The main website, I'm kind of retiring, casterbras.co.uk, which is where news items and stuff have appeared. And I'm moving over to casterbras.substack.com. Over there, there is at least one weekly post every Saturday, occasionally Sunday, around tea time for traditional reasons. And topics that you may have stumbled across over there might include a look at Contradiction, the video game that featured Paul Darrow, an article called Why Do American Comic Book Heroes Always Have Superpowers? Will we ever have a Doctor Who movie? And most recently, Taking a Deep Breath 11 Years Later, a look at Deeper Breath, which features a review that I wrote back in 2014. So, yeah, there's loads of stuff being published on there so far. There's lots more to come once I smooth a few things out and organise things over on the existing site. But currently, I mean, if you go to casterbus.substack.com and you enter your email address, you will get an email update with the article that's published weekly. And most importantly, you'll be joining a lot of other people over there. We have got around 400 subscribers to Casterbus on Substack already, which is absolutely phenomenal. So I'd really love for you guys, if you haven't already, to join us there and you get that extra material. And something dropping into your inbox every Saturday to read about classic TV. Okay, so let's kick off with those news items that I brought you. And first and foremost, we have the news that was announced a few days ago that John Coulshaw will be voicing the 12th Doctor in Doctor Who, Halloween, Sea Smoke and Other Stories, a box set of full cast audio adventures, which is set for release in October 2025. Peter Capaldi clearly has other things on his plate at the moment. He doesn't want to be the 12th Doctor for Big Finish. There's a little bit of a trailer, a sort of an interview of John Coulshaw. Here's a little clip from that.
Well, we're here at the Soundhouse Studios today. Today has been the first time of recording some of the dialogue.
For the 12th Doctor, as Peter Capaldi, what a wonderful atmospheric voice that occupies just here. Great sense of attack. And as velvety as the jacket of John Pertwee or Peter himself.
I can remember getting a text message from Nicholas Briggs. John, are you free for a chat quite soon? And I thought, ooh, this sounds interesting. I wonder what this is going to be about. A few messages later, we'd arranged a Zoom call. And we were recording a live run of Dead Ringers at the Hay Festival in 2024 in May. And Nick said, do you do a Peter Capaldi? You know, how would you fancy being the 12th Doctor for us? And before I'd even thought about it, before I'd even considered it, before I'd done anything, yes! grabbed instantly as that.
Now, this is quite an interesting collection. It features Sea Smoke, a First Doctor and Dodo adventure. Party Favours, a Kate Stewart and Osgood adventure. Bramble King, an 8th Doctor and Audacity adventure. Merlin's Trap, a 12th Doctor adventure. Alongside Coulshaw, the collection features Stephen Noonan as the 1st Doctor, Lauren Cornelius as Dodo, Gemma Redgrave as Kate Stewart, Ingrid Oliver as Osgood, Paul McGann as the Doctor and Jay Griffiths as Audacity. As I say, this is out in October and will be followed in December by a second set of festive specials, Doctor Who Christmas, It's a Wonderful War and Other Stories. Both box sets can be pre-ordered together in a multi-buy bundle for £48 to download or £58 for download and collector's edition box set. And these prices are fixed and guaranteed no later than the 31st of December. Okay, let's continue now with the news. I didn't know anything about this. There is a new Star Wars movie that hasn't been cancelled. Star Wars Starfighter will star Ryan Gosling, Flynn Grey, Mia Goth, Aaron Pierre and Amy Adams, and Matt Smith. It's directed by Sean Levy and is set 5 to 6 years after the rise of Skywalker. It's a standalone film that explores new threats in the post-imperial era, with a release planned for May the 28th, 2027. Director Sean Levy was behind Deadpool and Wolverine, so there's a lot of excitement and buzz around this idea. Interestingly, Simon Bird of The Inbetweeners is also cast in the movie. I imagine that a lot of Brits will be in there alongside Bird and Matt Smith. What's interesting about that whole description, though, just to wind back there, this standalone film explores new threats in the post-imperial era, I mean, that describes any number of novels that came along after Return of the Jedi. And a lot of them were standalone at first, before the Timothy Zahn trilogy, the Heir to the Empire trilogy landed, which was considered kind of canon. It was approved by Lucasfilm as being a continuation of Star Wars, obviously forgotten now as you know, canon's ownership changed into new storyline continuities, etc. I mean, personally speaking, new films are okay. Rogue One's brilliant. I'd kind of prefer what Timothy Zahn did with his trilogy of novels to the majority of what's been produced by Disney, but, you know, that's just me. But what's interesting about Matt Smith, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, James and myself, Matt has made some excellent indie movies, but he's also appeared in a couple of Hollywood flops. And one does wonder, is this going to be another one of those? Or, you know, are people sick of Star Wars? You know, it's been a while since there's been a Star Wars movie, but there's been plenty of Star Wars TV shows. Is the cancellation of some of those TV shows part of the preparing the groundwork for a new movie that recognises that people can become jaded with the same thing over and over? Or is this movie destined to be a flop because Matt Smith is in it? No disrespect to Matt, but he has been unlucky with his movie choices, while at the same time having massive success on television repeatedly, from Doctor Who to the Game of Thrones spin-off House of the Dragon and the whole and the Royal Family thing that he did along the way. So it's quite an he's had quite an interesting career post-Doctor Who, and even before Doctor Who. He's been really canny at choosing TV roles, but less, shall we say, canny at getting the right movie role. So, I mean, I really hope that this is a good movie for multiple reasons, not just because Matt's in it. You know, he's taller than you'd think as well, by the way. Just harking back to that video I uploaded earlier, I actually was just a few feet away from both Matt and Karen and Arthur as they left the room. And I was surprised. Karen Gillan's obviously quite a tall young lady. But Matt Smith, surprisingly tall. Celebrity height facts on Casterbris. So Star Wars Starfighter, and also Star Wars Starfighter, the name is a very strong brand. It's something that already exists in the world. There is a Star Wars Starfighter video game that was released with the Phantom Menace, to support the Phantom Menace, many years ago. It came out on PC and I think PlayStation, possibly Nintendo 64 as well. Well, certainly. So that brand already exists. So that's kind of a clever bit of naming there. So I imagine we'll be seeing a lot more about the development of this movie over the next few years. The cinematographer I shall just finish with on the movie is Claudio Miranda, who did Top Gun Maverick, as well as Tron Legacy and F1. Now, the cinematography, if you've seen Top Gun Maverick, which I hope you have because it's a seriously good movie, the cinematography on there is absolutely outstanding. So if they're going to be able to do something similar to that with Star Wars Starfighter, then this could be quite the cinematic spectacle, and something maybe that Star Wars has really needed more and more over the past few years, rather than it's arguable that it kind of got bogged down in its own continuity and, you know, its own sort of legend. Maybe it really didn't need that. Possibly something for James and I to discuss at a later date. Okay, our friend James Whittington is involved in the promotion of various things. And something that he has, that's been shared recently, that he shared on Twitter with me, was the next Hammer 4K release, The Curse of Frankenstein. This is set to come along in October and is considered to be the most ambitious release yet. It features 6 discs with exclusive content and multiple presentations of the film with premium packaging, and it's described as a landmark entry in the range in collaboration with the Warner Archive Collection, making this an essential addition if you are a Hammer fan. It's been restored in 4K. The limited collector's edition box set features a 6-disc 4K UHD and Blu-ray disc set, a premium digipack with two UHDs and four Blu-rays, including all three aspect ratios of UK theatrical and US theatrical and as filmed cuts, and a new 5.1 mix and original mono. And there's exclusive features, recreating the creature, Oscar winner Dave Elsie recreates Phil Leakey's iconic makeup, a fitting vocation topped and tailed, a two-part tribute to wardrobe mistress Molly Arbuthnot, Good or Tuesday, a celebration of screenwriter Jimmy Sangster's Hammer legacy with insights from Mark Gatiss, Wayne Kinsey, David Peary, Stephen Laws, Stephen Gallagher and Dick Clemenson, Painting with Fine Brushes, a previously unheard audio interview with cinematographer Jack Asher, Beside the Seaside, actor Madeline Smith, she's still going, visits Peter Cushing's beloved hometown of Whitstable to learn more about the man behind the actor, and A Gothic History of Frankenstein, Stephen Volk discusses Shelley's original novel, its adaptation to cinema, and the legacy of Hammer's genre-defining 1957 film. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I've just found my dad's Christmas present. I don't expect you to buy a present for my dad, but if you have a similarly afflicted father who is obsessed with Hammer movies, or if you are yourself, then this is definitely one to take a look at. And if you don't already know, The Curse of Frankenstein was not only Hammer's first colour horror, it's also the first time Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee performed together on screen, making this quite the cinematic landmark, not just in British cinema, but in the history of cinema. So that's definitely one for you to look out for. Link to that and everything else I've discussed today, you will find in the show notes. And hopefully, if there's a trailer, that'll appear here shortly too. Okay, now something that you may have missed, but you can it is available to watch on ITVX, is Thunderbirds Fab at 60. This is clearly a celebration of Thunderbirds and the Gerry Anderson oeuvre. It is. It has a great collection of guests. You've got Jim, as I used to call him, Straczynski. You've got Sanjeev Bhaskar, Sophie Aldred, Jonathan Ross, Nicola Bryant, John Culshaw and Genevieve Gaunt. And it's a great look at Thunderbirds and Gerry Anderson. This went out originally on September the 1st, but as I say, it's still available to view. It's really good, a nice in-depth look, and at the same time, quite celebratory. Jamie Anderson shared news of this on Twitter a few weeks ago. Jamie Anderson, of course, being the young man in More Than 30 Years in the TARDIS, the son of Gerry Anderson. He's grown up now. He says, out on ITVX, Thunderbirds Fab at 60, featuring loads of wonderful contributors, getting nostalgic about this enduring series. Okay, I'm going to finish off now with news that the BBC is releasing their classic adaptation of The Chronicles of Narnia on Blu-ray. This was shared by Chris Chapman, who we had on last year to discuss the Box of Delights new release. He's been busy making an epic new feature-length documentary with contributions from nearly 30 of the cast and crew, including all of the young stars of that version of The Chronicles of Narnia. I remember watching this. Incidentally, he describes the documentary Return to Narnia as the biggest thing that he and his team have ever done. The details of what's in terms of special effects and whether any of that's updated and a few other things are yet to be shared. I'm sure Chris will reveal all when the time comes. The thing about this version of The Chronicles of Narnia, obviously there's been a movie version of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and Prince Caspian, etc. And they were a very high budget and looked superb and were beautifully cast. This version of The Chronicles of Narnia were beautifully cast and looked superb. And they didn't have a Hollywood budget. Obviously, it was BBC TV. They went out to, I think, 5:30 on a Sunday evening. I might be wrong about that. It might have been midweek. But either way, they still looked amazing and they were well produced, brilliantly directed, and they left a mark. To be honest, I don't think the movie versions would have had such an impact in the UK Harry Potter aside, or notwithstanding, if it wasn't for the BBC version already bringing an updated version into the public awareness, and I think maybe influencing some of the younger parents who took their children to see the cinematic adaptations in the mid-2000s. So this version is coming out in November, and it's available to pre-order now on Amazon, so check that out. That's definitely, if you're a fan of the BBC's brilliant adaptations from that period, and this is definitely something you should get hold of. It's on Blu-ray and DVD. Do people still buy DVDs? I don't know. I just buy Blu-rays now. So The Chronicles of Narnia, Blu-ray or DVD special edition box set is coming out in November ahead of a Christmas release, so don't miss that. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. If you support us on Patreon, the next portion of the podcast is for you. It's a discussion between myself, James McLean, and Gareth Kavanagh, recorded shortly after Series 14 aired, and discusses some good episodes to watch if someone, maybe me, hasn't been watching the show. For everyone else, it's the end of the podcast. But you can get longer episodes if you head over to our Patreon and support us there. We issue the podcasts early, they're ad-free, and they have extra content and sometimes bonus ancillary content such as videos. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can get in touch with me, I don't know if you know this, whether you are on Patreon or not, or whether you subscribe to the Substack or not, you can simply email the show, podcasterberus@gmail.com. Send us through messages, let us know if there's anything that you'd like to see on the show. And, you know, you can join the Substack, you can join the Patreon, and help us to build our presence and spread the word, as it were. Bring more people into the podcast, bring people into reading the new articles. That's really what we want to do now. We want to build a sort of a new little podcasterberus world. I don't know why I said that. A new little casterberus world. Join the Substack, it's free, and you're joining like around 400 other people who've already joined. I'm still amazed at how many we've got. And or join the Patreon if you want to get in early, and if you want to see, we've got I'm in the process of producing a small video about something that I'm very interested in a sort of a cinematic sense, with a lot of original footage that I filmed myself. So I'm going to be presenting, I'm putting that together, I've got a script, I'm going to be presenting that little movie. It's probably going to be about a 10-minute long documentary, and really want to sort of like move into producing unique things like that that will go out on the Patreon. So if you want to support that, please go over to the Patreon at patreon.com/casterberus. Otherwise, subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And James and I, or James or I, will be along next week with a new episode. Until then, it's goodbye from me.